though.
She is. There you go. I got. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. But you know, I'm thinking maybe it would be better if I had some headphones or something.
No, it's not better. I tried it the first time that we recorded, and headphones kind of make it grainy and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, your voice will be fine just like this. Okay, I'm gonna count it down and then we'll start.
Well, aren't you supposed to introduce me, you freaking idiot?
Well, we haven't started yet.
Oh, okay.
Pretty thing. Okay, JQ, I'm counting down from three now. 3, 2. Okay, welcome your beautiful faces to the clubhouse. You made it. You're here. It's happening. It's about to happen, I should say. And you're about to partake. Now, I have Beatrice with me here.
God damn, I swear to God, I'm sorry.
I'm Bea. I have Bea.
We fucking spoke about this last time.
I'm sorry. But I have the beautiful, immaculate, amazing Bea, my sister.
Yeah.
Returning guest. Thank you for coming back on the
podcast. Got disrespected immediately. You know, I ruined it against my name.
I instantly ruined it. We'll get JQ to cut out your name there.
I mean, there's nothing against my name. People probably all know my name, but it's just like it makes me sound like I'm 80 years old. I just don't like it.
Yeah. I'll try my best to call you Bea, but for this podcast, we're gonna be doing anime again. I know,
yes,
I did this
sir.
With Zach, so I don't know if some of you listeners might be thinking this is turning into like an anime podcast. It's not. I swear.
Wait, when did you last do anime?
What?
When did you last do anime?
With Zach.
Who the hell is Zach?
You'll have to go listen to it.
Oh shit! Okay, all right. What did you guys do in that podcast?
We kind of did almost the same thing that we're doing here.
Why the fuck? Why? Did you agree?
It doesn't matter. Well, I don't care. It's fun. It's fun.
Okay. You know, I'll listen to it after this one to see which one is better.
Yeah. You might have to. Okay. Do you want to just jump right into it? Like, what? How's your day been, Baptiste? Let's talk about that. How's your week?
My day has been absolutely nothing. Like, I literally just woke up.
Oh yeah, that's true. I guess I'm the one that woke you up. But what about this week? Any
troubles
or tribulations?
Well, no, actually, yesterday was actually really fucking fun. Me and Josh, we went out to this little, like...
Now you're name dropping.
Well, he's literally our brother. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, fine. Me and the other brother. we went to this, like, dock place. Got really high, and then we just, like, walked around, and I started making a little bit of videos for my, I don't know, like, movie journey.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That sounds fun. I wish I was in Ottawa right now, honestly. Out and about.
PI has its own,
we have literal rocks that we can kick, and that's about it.
Yeah, kick the rock.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. But my week wasn't so bad. There's a comedy show in
show. Oh, you know, I just saw that on your story, but you're going to do a comedy more, right?
Yeah. That's my show, but there's another show happening in Charlottetown,
uh-huh.
And I started going up there, which is fun.
Yeah,
practicing
that's nice.
More. Yeah, it's getting me out there again, getting me doing comedy, which is fun. I love it. And
yeah. Fuck with your comedy thing as long as you keep things, you know, under control. Sometimes you get a little out of hand.
Yeah, that's true. I've been known to go off the rails quite a few.
Oh yeah, that's true. Last time. I'm remembering our last episode together.
Mm.
I tried to make my disclaimer, but we kept on like talking just about random shit.
Oh,
and I never got to say my disclaimer.
Yeah,
my disclaimer is that I don't agree with a damn thing you say ever.
Yeah, that's a fair disclaimer.
Yeah.
That's
it though.
Okay, good. We can get back. I've been hanging up a poster in my room up on my bed. And it keeps falling down on me while I'm sleeping.
And okay, well, so, listen, you can't do the same thing over again and then expect different results. That's insanity.
Yeah, that's true. But I just need new tape. And I keep forgetting that I need new tape. But every time it falls down, I just put it back up.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, I just have, like, fucking...
What, you get surprised every time?
Yeah. I'm a goldfish, basically, is what I am.
Oh. I have quite a few posters up now, too, but I'm thinking I might take them down, actually.
Fair. I need to, but I started, I think I'm going to start putting up movie discs instead of vinyl in my room.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've got quite a few movies.
Yeah, I started going out and buying some. I got The Dark Tower.
Found The Dark Tower? Like, yeah, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, oh my god, I have to get this. the two Chads just showing off. Goddamn. Yeah.
Actually, the last movie that I bought, the last DVD that I bought was the Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Oh shit, that's nice. That's a good one. Because you remember that messenger that I sent you about that about Wes Anderson's movie?
Which one?
I sent you a picture of just the screen of I forget what it is, what the name of it. It's like nuclear something.
I think I might know what you're talking about, but I can't actually remember.
Yeah, me neither. But anyways, I was walking in the living room and I just saw like the ad come on, and 2 seconds in I was like, this is Wes Anderson. I just knew it instantly.
Actually, there's been like this trend going around where people just do things in like Wes Anderson style. Jacob Banks did it on his story, and I was like, at first I literally watched his story in my mind, I'm thinking, what in the Wes Anderson? And then I see it again on TikTok, and then in the caption literally says Wes Anderson. I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That's a trend. I didn't know that.
Yo, no, it's happening. My friend actually just made a video. Her name is actually the same name as me, but that's a different thing. She makes she's into movies as well. Like, she just made a little Wes Anderson vibe movie of the grocery store. It's actually super nice.
Yeah, that's sick.
I'll send it to you after.
Yeah, you should. Okay, let's just hop right into it. Do you want to start with shit or good?
Oh wow, I feel like the shit ones will have much more to talk about, because you know this I don't know if we haven't mentioned it yet, but this is unpopular opinions.
Yeah. So yeah, then, that's our theme
that we
come up with.
Well, let's start with best anime unpopular opinions. You can go first.
Okay, best anime unpopular opinions. My first one, do you want to go back and forth just so
we can definitely let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. So my first one is Your Lie in April.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's more of a, I thought it would be more of an unpopular opinion because it's like more romance-y and stuff. It's a lot more otaku type of show.
Yeah, but I have one like that too.
I love it. I personally, like, I watched it and it almost made me cry type of thing. Like,
never seen it.
Really?
I may have seen like an episode. It's like the musical one, right?
Yeah, it is. It's the piano one.
Yeah. I may have seen like one episode, but then that was it for me.
You have to rewatch it. It's such a, just the music that comes out of that show.
Yeah.
Is amazing. It is unreal. Like it blew me away the first time that I watched it, and that's just why I have it in my good.
Okay.
In my good.
You know what? So I think I'll say mine. That's like that first too. Because the thing is that since we're doing unpopular opinions, then we're not saying like big three. We're not saying all the like, you know, Naruto's, Bleach, and One Piece's. We're just saying like ones that we've enjoyed. One that I've enjoyed quite a lot is called Hyouka. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Okay. I don't know if you have any other devices in front of you for you to be able to look it up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
But it's so chill, and it has like beautiful. It's well made. It has these beautiful sequences because the guy's kind of always in his mind. He's not very expressive, but in his mind, there's always a lot going on, and it's kind of showcased. And they're like part of this club called the Literature Club or something. And I don't know. I've just never really seen an anime that just was so relaxing and just beautifully made and just nice to watch.
Yeah, the Japanese people have come up with amazing, like, just casual shows that of life animes where
that's exactly what it is, where it's just somebody's life but they're showcasing it in a way that's just beautiful. Yeah,
that's not bad. That's good. I'll definitely add it to my watch list.
What's your second one?
My second one. Okay, we're moving along pretty quick here.
I mean, we just said two that we both haven't watched, but when it gets into the one that we've both watched, I feel that will
change. I mean, we've definitely watched this next one. I guess I'll just throw it in just so we can have something to talk about. But Mob Psycho 100.
You know, I almost put that on my list. Yeah, Mob Psycho is definitely one of the best animes.
So good. Like, the comedy in it is amazing.
The comedy is an acquired taste.
It is, yeah. It's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, like, you need, it's selective. It's for a selective few people.
I've tried to get Alin to watch it, and she does not vibe with it at all.
Yeah, I could see her not liking that show. But it's such a, like, and I love the power, like, how Mob Psycho's power of, like, the ticked-off limit.
Mm-hmm. The countdown that keeps happening.
Yeah, the countdown. Yeah, it's amazing. And they're coming out with a new season, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think it's already out. The third season, right?
Yes.
Definitely go watch it.
Yeah, I have to go watch it. I think I watched a few episodes of it.
I started it, yeah. And actually, my favorite thing about Mob Psycho is, spoiler alert, one of the final fight scenes in season 2.
Mm.
Oh my god, that one that was really, really freaking beautiful. Like, it was insane. With, like,
the giant meteor and shell?
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. I think I got, like, kind of teary-eyed while watching it. I was like, this is simply the most beautiful anime I've seen.
Arc is it's unrivaled for me, that show. It is a special show.
Yeah. You're right. All right. I'll say my next one, which I think you will agree, but not many people would agree. Mine is Sword Art Online.
Oh, this, of course I agree. That show's amazing. That show was my childhood.
I love Sword Art Online so much. It hits everything. Actually, you know, whenever you have an itch somewheres and it gets scratched, that's what Sword Art Online does. It's just wonderful. It has the perfect balance of romance and action and story. Mm-hmm. And it's just, even the isekai-ness of it is just well done, because it's not one of those, I got hit by a truck and then now I'm in a different universe.
Yeah, those kind of went a little off the rails there. There was a season where, like, 40 of them came out, and, like, it was so many. It was so ridiculous. There was, like,
I forgot what I did, and it was a tweet. I made a tweet once where it's like, I don't know what kind of drugs the people that write isekai titles are on, because the shit they're making up is insane, and it's so long.
It's ridiculous. Like, the titles were so long too. It would be like, I woke up in a car and got drunk and then got hit by a dog, and then I
told the god of the world to make me not pretty, but I'm the prettiest person here, and that gives me superpowers.
Yeah, and that would be the whole title. It's like, Jesus Christ.
And I've seen one, I didn't watch it, but I've seen one where every single episode had an even longer title.
Oh my god. it would take a week just to come up with the title.
Gosh, I don't know what the hell, but yeah, so Sword Art Online is like, it kind of has an isekai vibe, because it's not an isekai.
It's the original isekai.
Yeah, it's not like I got transported to a different universe. It's more of like I'm using a device. It's more
in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more scientific.
It's a scenario that would, like, potentially be able to happen.
Mm.
And it's so well done, and everything that happens within the world of Sword Art Online is, like, insane, and the skill level, and just Kirito is one of my favorite characters ever.
Oh yes, I base it more on, like, the anime characters' weapons, and Kirito's weapon is definitely up there.
Oh yeah, the dual wielding fact that he's the only one too is just goated. I love it.
Whenever I watched it first when I was a kid, like, he first started dual wielding, I almost shit myself. Like, it was. It was so, I almost screamed. It was so.
No, it was such a legendary moment too, whenever it happened. And actually, my favorite thing about Kirito is just how nonchalant he is about everything. Like, this dude does not give a crap. He's beating people. The only time where he has any expressions on his face are when he's, like, beating the shit out of someone. Yeah. He's, like, super excited. But other than that, like,
he's so,
he doesn't care about anything, really.
he's more of a mute character. Like, he just goes about life killing people, doing whatever, and his expression doesn't change whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that. Characters that don't take themselves too seriously. They're just like, yeah, I'm just vibing.
Like,
I'm just trying
like
to...
Saitama from One Punch Man.
But he was on another extreme.
He's on the extreme for that. Like, nothing he could ever do would make his expression change.
There's also the fact that everything he does makes no sense, in the sense of, like, how did he become that strong simply by, like, the
by
most
doing 100
basic
push-ups, 100 yeah. sit-ups.
Like, make that make sense. He's like, yeah, it's not that deep, but it's like, bro, it is that deep.
Yeah. Like, you don't get infinitesimally strong just by doing that.
Anyways, so let's head into your next best anime.
Oh, yes, my next one. My last one, I guess, since we're only doing three. My last one is Seven Deadly Sins.
Oh.
I love it's such a creature comfort for me. I love the how they implemented the seven deadly sins into each.
To make the clubhouse appear, we get to say the magic words. Miska, Muska, Miska.
Hey, yo, gotta look at this nigga. He's trying to get into the clubhouse. Who the fuck is you? You know Samson? Nah, that's what I thought. Get the fuck out of here. That's the clubhouse, bitch.
Hello, we're back. We're just gonna hop right into it, Bellis.
Yeah.
I was just saying Seven Deadly Sins. By the way, for you listeners, you might not even notice, but it cut out on us.
And, yeah.
Fuck you, Anchor, for doing that. it's probably me because I'm using data right now because I got my phone got paused by my older brother for some reason. I don't know why.
Why are you giving the entire backstory, dude? You're like, let's jump right into it. And then you start, like, detailing everything that happened in your life in the past.
Yeah.
Like,
what? Yeah, that's true. But forget all that. Let's just hop right into it. Seven Deadly Sins. It's amazing. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I have, not fully. It's so good to me. Like, I love how they put the seven deadly sins in there, and each one, like, represents one of the seven deadly sins, and and their weapon is so tied to their power, and it gives them, like, I forget what the name is. It's some Chinese fucking name, or not Chinese, Japanese. Sorry for all my Asian listeners, but there's a name to each of their weapons, but, like, it's... The comedy is pretty good. It is more of like it's. I wouldn't call it an ecchi, even though.
Oh,
like,
come on, let's.
I wouldn't call it an ecchi. It's not.
No. It's okay. Just... You know what? Maybe it's not, or maybe it is. No, I think it is.
your opinion. It may
okay,
be...
fine. Can I say what my opinion is on
called?
Seven Deadly Sins?
Yeah.
So Seven Deadly Sins is good. I've seen it, not to completion, but I've seen quite a lot of it. My only issue with it is that it's problematic as fuck. Let's be fucking honest.
I don't care.
I know. I to be honest, I've seen many animes that are problematic as fuck, and I just kind of moved on. But Sword Art, why do I keep saying Sword Art Online? Seven Deadly Sins just pisses me off. Why is he groping bitches every 3 seconds?
Yeah,
and can we talk about how, like, Bond's romance with what's her name is low-key sus as fuck?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the more,
like, not only does she look like a child, but she's like thousands of years old looking like a child. And then he's all like, yeah. Anyways, so all that stuff, like, I know it's not part of the main story. The main story actually is sick. And I'm not going to lie. And you're right. There's a lot that happens that I'm like, this is insane. And even Meliodas, sometimes when he fights, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's crazy. Some of the fight scenes, it has some of the best fight scenes for me. I forget what the Pride Sin's name is. Escanor.
I didn't watch that far.
Oh yeah, you have my to watch
is,
the last.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Actually, Lai was asking me if he should watch it, and I told him to ask you because my opinion is a bit biased there. But I watched up to when, like, Meliodas first snaps, and then, like, Elizabeth starts glistening and shit. I don't even know. I don't even know. I need to rewatch.
It's unreal though, if you ask me. Like the just like Escanor does it all for me. Like he is such an OP. No fucking clue
who Escanor is.
You'll see him once if you keep watching. But like he is the pride sin, and he I guess this is a bit of a spoiler, but like he has the power of like the sun, and
oh shit.
And whenever he's not in his sun mode, he's like just some meek bartender, and he's in love with Merlin. I don't know if you know who she is either. Might not have met her, but
I might have.
She's more of a fan service character. She's barely wearing any clothes half the time. But
so then how the hell you over here saying it's not etchy?
I mean, I guess it is, but I'm just biased. I don't want it to be etchy.
But no, listen, there's a lot of animes that are good, but are etchy. Look at fucking Fairy Tail. Oh my god. Yeah. Fairy Tail is wonderful. I fucking love Fairy Tail, but the amount of titties and ass.
It's ridiculous.
It's, come on, there's an entire episode where there's like the butt jiggle gang, where they're all just like, just like shaking ass. And then the girls all like, wear the costume too and start shaking ass. I'm like, yeah, this is.
There's definitely a beach episode too. I'm pretty.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, that the iconic beach episode. We all know. We all know that the show's problematic for that. It's a good ass show. So.
But Seven Deadly Sins, it's definitely up there for me. That's the wrap on my. What's your next? What's your next one?
Or like, my next one. You might not agree. I don't know. I don't even know if you've seen it. I don't think you have. But it's just one that I love and recommend to almost everyone. It's Blue Exorcist.
Oh, yes. I've almost started it a few times.
Almost started. Come on, dude.
I watched the first episode and I just can't get into it. I don't know what really? It is. But yeah, I just
can't. Fuck Blue Exorcist. Like, the fact that he's just the casually the son of the devil. And then, like, the world that's kind of built around that, the way that they fight as well. Some of them, they, like... they're shamans and they like say shit, and there's just a bunch of different shit that happens, and I don't know, I fuck with Blue Exorcist. It's great.
That's right. I like the blue flame. I'll give him a thumbs up for that.
Thumbs up. No, but there's actually a lot more to it. There's lore, there's just like cool shit. Actually, should we say some honorable mentions if you have one?
Yes, we should say honorable mentions. Let me just pull up my Crunchyroll here, just so, because my memory shit. Everybody that listens to the podcast knows that. I'm basically a Tourette's goldfish.
Oh, what?
In my everyday life, a Tourette's goldfish. That's what
I'm gonna pretend that makes sense.
Yeah. An honorable mention: Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, Bella, come on! That's like. Everybody loves Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yeah, I guess that's not really
that's not an underrated. Like, that's not an unpopular opinion. Who doesn't like Fullmetal Alchemist?
Yeah, that's true. Idiot. Yeah.
Mine is one that I don't think you've seen either, but it's a recommendation, basically. Noragami.
Noragami.
Well, actually, no. Wait, fuck that. Because Noragami is good, but it doesn't go into the best.
Yeah, can I change mine?
Yeah, yeah, change it.
Toriko.
Oh, fuck, Toriko.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I love the food, like, how they... How
yeah,
they
yeah, I know. I remember we used to watch Toriko around the same time we were watching One Piece back in the day, right?
Yeah, we would take, like, turns on the computer.
Yeah, and remember, I remember there was that crossover between Toriko and One Piece, too, where they literally, like, went on an adventure together. That was sick.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mine, since I switched it, is Tokyo Ghoul. Fuck everyone who doesn't like Tokyo Ghoul. Because Tokyo Ghoul is that bitch.
Zach mentioned that in our episode as one of his favorites.
Yeah, it's good as shit, but so many people don't like it and they don't continue watching it.
I'll and have to give it a watch.
I just fell in love with it ever since he got tortured. That just was cool. I don't know. Mm. Not many characters get tortured and then turn to Loki the bad side, but I don't know. It's cool.
I mean, Jujutsu Kaisen.
What do you mean?
Doesn't he get put in like a torture chamber for at the start?
What the hell are you talking about?
Like whenever the the blinded, like the guy. Well,
he doesn't get tortured. They were just about to kill him.
Yeah,
that was his execution waiting room. He wasn't getting tortured. Oh, okay. Meanwhile, Kaneki Ken, he gets like straight on tortured. Like it's insane.
Okay. Anyways. I see Noragami here.
Noragami? Yeah. I watched Noragami. Yeah. I think I'm on season 2, but there might just be only 2 seasons.
You better just pay for the fucking Crunchyroll. God damn. I want to
watch. Nigga, it's paid for. Watch it.
Oh, it is? Okay. <Yeah. laughs> I'm a freeloader, by the way, guys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're over here fucking mooching off of me and giving me orders.
Nowadays, I don't pay for any of the streaming services that I use.
You got Netflix, Disney Plus,
Crave, Prime.
And I'm paying for like half of those.
I paid for Netflix for like 2 years and nobody mentioned it.
Wow, congratulations. I'm paying for the good services, Crunchyroll and Crave.
That's true. Crave is so good.
Crazy.
Yeah, like I went for a period there where I didn't watch anything but Crave.
Yeah, and you know what? Fuck Netflix. Netflix keeps canceling every single show that I have.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
So dumb.
Anyways, let's head into the shit animes.
Yes.
I feel like I should leave the most unpopular opinion for last.
Yeah, me too. I'll do that too. Okay. I guess I can start. I'll start with. Well, you're not going to like this one, I guess.
Fuck you. If you say Naruto, I'm going to beat you.
No. It's Fairy Tail.
Oh, what the hell, Samson? What the hell do you mean?
I can't get into it.
What the fuck?
For me, it's so shit.
It's not.
I watched a lot of it, too. Like, I'm up to, like...
Come on, dude. Fairy Tail is just go. Nice. It's vibey.
No, like, it's so dumb. Natsu is so dumb.
Okay, no, listen. I understand. Fairy Tail is probably the most unserious anime out there.
Yeah.
But that's the appeal of it. Like, it's just like, what the fuck is going on?
You don't like. I've watched it, and the whole time, like, there's nothing that really makes me want to keep watching. Like, the power.
Listen, it gets better towards the end.
That's what they all say.
Okay, but it's true.
I don't want to have to sit through. I mean, that sounds like me recommending One Piece to people. I'm like, just please sit through 500 episodes.
And then okay, no, forget. One Piece is like sit through 700 episodes.
Come on. Yeah, but that's my first shit anime.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you for that one. Because Fairy Tail's good.
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. But I'm just gonna say Fairy Tail has some sick ass characters. It has Loxus, Urza, Gray, Natsu's legendary. Like you cannot shit on the characters.
They have some good characters.
Alright. Yep. My first shit anime, which you may agree or disagree, is The God of High School. It's just bad.
I never watched it. I heard a lot of things that it was good. Like I heard But
I don't like it. I don't like the way they fight. I don't like the way they look. I don't like anything about it. And it's like super, like, it's modern but makes no sense at the same time, you know? It's like, and why are y'all making your high schoolers fight? For what?
Yeah,
what is the reason? Why does the main character just have stars in his eyes? Explain that shit. Why is his nose always red? Why are they all so fucking skilled? Like, y'all are high schoolers. When did you even learn to fight like that?
Yeah. You know? That's kind of a dumb concept. How about we just get a high school and just make them fight? That's basically just every high school in Detroit.
What the fuck? But no, it's just like, Ohio. It makes no sense. They're, like, legendary. They're fighting to degrees that I'm like, no fucking way you can do this. You're, like, 15. Go home.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. What's your next?
My next one. I don't think you've heard of this one, but it's Violet Evergarden.
No. It kind of rings a bell, but at the same time does. Let me search it up.
Yeah, it's more of like a story anime, more slow, and it's
Then wait, was just shit?
I heard a lot of things that it was good and it makes people cry and it's like so emotional and things like that. And yeah. I watched it and I was like, what the fuck is this? Because it's just it's old.
I'm looking at pictures and all I see from this anime is just this one girl. Like, are there other characters in this?
There's other characters, but they don't focus on them at all. Like, they don't have any character development in them, and it's all about the main character Violet, and she's a marionette is what they call him, and she goes around and she goes and she's not fake, she's a real person. It's just they call them marionettes, and they go and they write notes for people, like letters.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're supposed to be like really emotional and heartfelt, and you're really supposed to like feel the emotion in every episode. But I watched it and I was like, what the fuck is this? This doesn't make me want to cry whatsoever. It's just slow and it's so shit, if you ask me.
Wow, okay.
That's a very unpopular opinion, too. I'm pretty sure a lot of people
that love it. You know what? I might give it a shot just to see if I would have the same reaction, because I mean, all I'm seeing from everything that I'm seeing here is just her. Like, I don't see, it doesn't seem like there's any other characters.
The character development for the others are so bad. Because, like, I would like to see some more character development, too. Because some of the other characters are, like, good. Like, they seem like characters I would invest in, like, that I would like. But they're just, they get, like, three lines at the start of the episode, and that's it.
Okay, well, that's something.
Yeah.
Is she a lesbian?
I wish.
What? No, because I'm seeing a picture here and it's like her in a wedding dress. And normally the other girl's in a wedding dress.
She's basically... Oh, well, I guess I didn't finish it.
She's literally dancing with the girl. No, they're gay.
Maybe.
Is that why you don't like it sometimes? You homophobic fuck?
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't care less.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. Okay, what's your next one?
Oh, where's my list? The hell? I don't even know how I got here. This one is going to be an unpopular opinion, because I know many people... It was one of the, like, most highly rated animes of, like, maybe 2022.
Okay.
2021, I don't remember when it came out. To Your Eternity.
Oh, what? Wait a second. To Your Eternity. That's
Do you remember that rock that became a dog, that became a thing, that became
Yes. I started watching it,
and like, I know I'm not very far into it, but tell me why I'm just fucking bored. Like, I'm just gonna watch this rock keep becoming something. Like, I don't give a shit.
I kind of
like. I just don't give a shit. Like, what is even this thing's goal? Like, is it gonna have anybody that it fights against? Like, it. It's just, I don't give a shit, you know? Like, it does not catch my attention. Like, Buddy doesn't even talk for, like, the first, like, seven episodes. And it's like, okay, like, what do I even do with you as a main character? I don't like you. You don't do shit.
Yeah. So you ever meet those people and you don't do nothing? They don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't do nothing. That's the description of 2 Year Eternity.
Yeah, but like there are some moments that are kind of cool or whatever, but then I'm like, and also it's like sometimes I get annoyed when it takes too long for things to get explained. Like at some point he's like protecting this little girl or whatever and turns into this big ass like
I made it that far whenever.
Yeah. Like he turns into that big ass like bear or something, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is he able to do this? Why is nobody else able to do this? This is weird. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. It's like, there's no weird
concept.
It's I don't know. It's not even a weird concept. Like, I guess that it makes sense why people love it, but I just don't. I can't get behind it. And everybody keeps dying. Like, the dog died. Yeah. Why did the dog have to die?
I hate that. I hate that in that show, because I get emotionally invested. I start liking the character, and then they die.
Yeah, and he's just like, okay, off to my next journey. I'm like, what the fuck was that about?
Yeah. Like, come on, man. You can't make me drop all in feels and then just instantly delete that character.
Dip, like, going on to the next journey. Like, I don't know. So, it's not horrible, but to me, I just can't watch it. I just can't get into it.
That's fair.
All right, what's your next one?
My next one and my last one. This is a really controversial one because everybody loves this, like especially black people. But my next one is Dragon Ball.
Oh, you piece of shit!
Yeah, I just can't get into it. It's so slow. It's so slow.
Okay,
it's,
yeah,
like Naruto slow in that like for between everything they have like fillers and they have episodes where they're just jumping fillers. On trees. But this one, like it, there's so many episodes for no reason, and everything they do every episode is like, oh, are you going to the fight? And it's like, yeah, I'm going to the fight. And it's
okay,
like,
that's true.
Are you okay, the fight yet? Thing... It's like, yeah, let me just charge up before I go to the fight. It's like, what the fuck?
No,
like,
it's just fight already. Remember that one? There's like sometimes they're all fighting, right? And then they're like waiting for Goku or somebody to arrive, and Goku's just off on another planet, dead, fighting, like training, and it's like. But like, why the fuck are you training while all your friends are dying?
Where I'm at, it's like Frieza and Goku's literally in a spaceship just on his way. And it's like everybody's just dying because of Frieza's killing
them. No, that's what actually with Dragon Ball, they just all keep dying and then they're like, yeah, who gives a shit? There's Dragon Ball.
Yeah, we could just bring him back to life.
Yeah. Like, no, actually, that's the most like Goku and his friend group. Are so fucking self-centered.
Yeah.
They're so fucking selfish.
They could fix every problem in
the
world.
They could fix world hunger. They could fix like so many problems, but then they just keep getting into fights and dying and then reviving each other.
Yeah.
God. They're actually pricks.
they're legitimate villains. The real villain in Dragon Ball is Goku.
No, okay, but I still fucking love Dragon Ball, but like not to the same extent as many people. It's like hype. Because it was one of the first animes that I saw doing a lot of the things that I did. Like, whenever people were powering up, whenever he was turning.
We started watching it together, but then you, like, powered through.
Okay, wow, are you still,
Yes, I'm still mad about it. We watched together, and then, like...
It's been years, dude.
A day later, it would be a day later, and I'd ask her, hey, do you want to watch Dragon Ball? And she'd be like, oh, I'm 17 episodes ahead of you. Like, what the hell? How could you possibly be watching
this? I didn't sleep.
God, I'm still pissed about it.
Okay, whatever, dude. Like, it was ages ago. It was probably more than 10 years ago, so...
was honestly
so maybe you should move on, you know.
No, I'm gonna hold this grudge until the day I die.
Whatever, there's still like so much shit about Dragon Ball that I'm like, that was low-key goated. Like, I fuck with Trunks. I love Trunks, two kids that do the fusion. But one thing that pissed me off is that how is no one recognizing that Goku is just a horrible fucking father, a horrible husband? Oh, wait, you haven't seen him and his kids?
No, I'm still at Frieza.
Samson!
I can't get... every time I sit down, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna power through Dragon Ball. I watched like three episodes, and then I'm like, this is dumb. This is stupid. I don't want to watch this anymore.
In light of the fact that you're probably never gonna finish it, let me just tell you. So, this dude has children. His first son is Gohan, is, like, fated to be even stronger than him. But then Gohan really just doesn't really want to fight. He just wants to have a family and, like, all that shit.
Yeah.
And then he has another kid called Goten. And ever since even Gohan was a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goku does not give a fuck. He will go off and fight and die and, like, barely even visit his family. Chi-Chi, his wife, just, like, exists. And, like... He doesn't give a shit. He, like, comes, gives her babies, and then dips. That's it.
That sounds like the life.
Yeah, no, he's, like, hardly ever there. His second son, like, met him at some point. You know what I mean? Like, he was old enough to meet his dad for the first time.
God. That's funny.
Yeah. The worst part is that he met his dad while his dad was still low-key dead. But then... Anyways...
Yeah, that sounds like a deadbeat dad if I've ever heard one.
No, Goku is straight up kind of looking.
Literally a deadbeat dad.
And he like appears once in a while and he's cute. He likes his family. They hang out. But then he like, he also, I don't know. He's just so absent.
Yeah.
Anyways, my worst shit anime. And you're going to disagree for sure.
Mm.
Is My Hero.
Oh, My Hero Academia.
it's bad, bro. It's bad.
It's good.
There's nothing good about My Hero Academia.
There is. It's superheroes.
Yeah, who gives a shit? They're not even superheroes. Half of them are causing the fucking issues.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, let's be honest. And what the fuck kind of power is the all for one? Like, it's so stupid. Why does he have to eat fucking hair to get it? Like, make that shit make sense. There's so much about My Hero that just rubs me the wrong way. And the biggest thing is the character design. I hate it. They look like...
Yeah.
They look goofy.
I'll agree with you for that. Like, their superhero costumes are some of the worst that I've ever seen.
I've never understood how there's so many Bakugo fans when he looks like a whole ass grenade.
Yeah, he's literally just a grenade. That's all that's his...
Bro.
Yeah.
Like, the only character that I like is that one with the half white, half red hair. I forgot what his name is.
Yeah. I forget his name too, but the icy fire nigga.
Yeah, he's the coolest, like, iciest fucker in the show. Everybody else, even the main character, I'm like, you look like just a green thumb whenever you put on your costume. I don't like it. And you had to eat this little scrawny dude's hair who becomes big and doesn't ever stop smiling to have your powers. It's weird.
It is definitely strange. Like, my hero, I like it just because, like, the fight scenes are pretty good, and they thought out some of the powers pretty well, I think. Like, they mesh together pretty well. Like, there's a lot of, like, things that whenever you're watching it, you wouldn't think that their power is would work in that way, but they still manage to make it make sense. But I understand it.
Can I just say that one of the most frustrating things about My Hero is that, for example, there are other shows that have kind of like that ensemble cast where there's multiple people and they kind of keep coming back, like in Naruto. Like, the characters, they're there, but they're not always there, you know what I mean? In My Hero, the way that I see it is that for some reason this class, it's just always fucking together, and it pisses me off. Like, I don't like I really thought that whenever I was first watching it, that some of those characters, we were going to stop seeing them. Like, that dude whose entire power is just wearing a karate suit and he has a big-ass tail.
The kangaroo dude.
I hate that guy.
How is that a power?
I hate it so much, and I want him to leave, but he's always there. He's not going to leave, you know? So, it's like... There's so much about that entire class that just pisses me off. I'm like, can y'all just go and do your own things and maybe meet up once in a while or something? Like, just don't always be together, please.
Yeah, I fully understand that. Like, some of the people in the class, like, I don't like the girl with the gravity powers.
Which one is that? Oh, that's the main one, right?
Yeah, the main girl. I
don't like
hate her.
Anything about her. Her character design is just, I don't like it.
She's so dumb. Like, I don't like half the shit that she does. She pisses me off sometimes in that show.
I just don't like the character. There's one called Hawks. I think maybe he's the only one that's slightly cool. I don't know.
The Raven guy.
I don't know. There's the one that looks like a frog that's annoying as hell. There's one that looks like grapes that's annoying as hell. You know, like, why?
I like the grape dude. I like the grape dude.
I don't.
His.
Isn't he a little perv?
Him. Yeah, he is a little perv.
What the fuck?
I guess that's not something I really want people to know, but yeah, I fucking love that kid.
Anyways, it's just there's so much about My Hero Academia, and why is there like the way that the world is built, where there's like the heroes and the villains. Like, One Punch Man does it better. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's just
that's true.
A fact. The whole hero thing. When I look at it in the My Hero sense, I just. It's not appealing.
One Punch Man just needs to make more episodes. Jesus Christ. We've been waiting for like years.
And I mean,
they
that's came
the
out
way that it one
works.
Season. What?
That's the way that it works with animes. You have to wait your entire lifetime to get the next season.
Yeah, it's so dumb. And then there's so many anime that come out every season too.
Yeah.
It's like, God, how do you expect me to stay in otaku if you don't feed me the right animes that I like?
God damn. Anyways, that was my like final shit anime. I just don't like My Hero. I never will. And I keep on trying to force myself to watch it. It's not. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, It's definitely for a selective group of people, like Mob Psycho.
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry.
I sound like fucking Rick from Rick and Morty.
Oh, seriously? But I was gonna say something earlier, but I forgot what I was gonna say. That we should.
Come on.
Shut up.
I believe in you.
Shut the fuck up. Give me a minute.
Oh, but what I'm trying to think of those jokes that I forgot. I came up with some good concepts for some jokes, and they're just gone now, and I hate the fact that I didn't write them down. I think it's because I was driving too. I came up with it and I started chuckling while I was driving. I was like, fuck, I'm not gonna remember this.
You know, it's I was making some jokes as well once, because I think you like challenged me to.
And did you ever go up?
No, I never went up, but I did like try to make some.
You have to go up. Like I play it down to most people, but comedy, like if you don't go on stage at least once in your life, you won't understand. Like, it's such an amazing feeling.
Okay, but I went on stage for different reasons.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you've already been on stage.
Yeah. Like
your dance thing.
Yeah, exactly. So being on stage, I do understand how nice it is, how it feels. But I don't know, for comedy, it's like people have to fucking watch me. And
But it's different for comedy too. Like, comedy's just better, I have to say. It's the most superior art form out there.
That's your opinion.
Yeah.
But no, I forgot what I was going to say. I had an idea of what we can do next, like leave each other with an anime that maybe the other person should watch. The underrated. Yeah.
Okay. An underrated anime, okay.
Yeah, but I had one in mind. I can't fucking remember which one it was. Oh, I remember. Okay, yeah. So we should both leave each other with an underrated anime.
Okay.
That the other should watch.
Okay, let me just look up here. We can little cut here, JQ. You can take your time to look it up, and I'll take my time to look it up. And yeah. Because I don't want to end this recording and have to
actually do it all over. Let's do two. One that you think is good but might not be good, like when the other person watch it, and one that is good, since we've been doing bad and good.
Okay.
Because I have one that I want to recommend you, but then it's like you might watch it and be like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, I have one.
I've got two.
Okay, just give me a second.
Yeah. The first one that I'm going to recommend, I watched it ages ago. I think I was like barely entering high school when I was watching this one, and it still like remains in my mind as one that I loved.
Can one of them be a movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah. Okay. JQ, I'm gonna count us down, then we'll hop back in. By the way, I never say the one, just kind of just so that. Just because I'm a movie executive. Took me a second to come up with it, but like I never say the one because I'm a director. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. 3, 2. Okay, we're back. We took a little break to think about our animes that we're gonna leave you guys with that you guys
underrated.
Yeah, our underrated animes. I guess I'll start and. My first one, which might be good, which might not be good, is Your Name.
Like the
or no! I did it backwards.
Well, then you have to start with that one now.
Yeah. I guess this is the really good one. This is the really good one. This is Your Name. I don't know if you've heard about it.
I know I've heard about it, but I still have not watched it.
It's so good to me. It was. It made me cry. I legitimately shed a tear while watching this movie.
Just a single
okay. one.
Right. Let's see if I can beat your.
It's about like some guy who remembers like something about a town that doesn't exist because it was taken out by like a meteor or something. And the storytelling is amazing. The visuals are unreal. It's legitimately a masterpiece, and I want you to watch it.
I can trust that.
Yeah.
All right, so then should I start with my better one?
Start with your better one then.
All right, so my recommendation is Cowboy Bebop.
I started watching it.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching it, and I think that's probably what I'm going to do once we're done with this call as well. I'll just hop back in, because I don't know.
You wanna do you want to play Shinobi?
Yeah, true. Fuck, let's do that instead.
Yeah, let's do that. But,
because Cowboy Bebop, like, I used to not want to watch older anime because I was like, look at that, like, grainy-ass visual, all that stuff. Like, it's not good. But Cowboy Bebop, like, the story and just the world building of it, I'm like, this is looky sick. It's like these cowboy space...
Yeah.
Space bounty hunters.
Space novella.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's amazing. I started watching it, and I fucking love it. I can't get enough of it. It's a shame that there's only 26 episodes.
But actually, I kind of like that, though, because I've had my fair share of watching way too long animes where it takes me years and ages.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm like, I kind of like having this travel size. Okay, watch it real quick, and then you can hop on to the next one.
Yeah.
It allows me to watch more.
That's definitely a bonus.
Yeah.
My less good one that you might like, you might not like, is Erased.
Erased. I started Erased, but I couldn't finish it.
Oh, don't finish it. I think it's really good. I thought it was so good that the first time I watched it, it was at night, and I put on the first episode, and I watched. I didn't even sleep that night. I watched every single episode.
You know what I think the problem might be for me? Is that before I watched the first episode of Erased, I had watched the first episode of Tokyo Revengers.
Mm.
And it has the same premise of, like, time traveling, like, fix something in the past.
Yeah.
And I was like, whenever I watched Erased, I was like, well, seen that, you know?
Yeah, you're kind of spoiled for the premise.
Yeah. But I'll still give it a shot, because... it's obviously being handled in a completely different way, where Tokyo Revengers is like, they're going back to middle school, and then they're starting gangs and shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? Meanwhile, Erased might take a bit more of a serious approach.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a serious, like, slice of life, but investigative anime.
Yeah, like, try to figure out what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
For me, my last one is one that I don't think you know anything about, but it's a recommendation that I watched this ages ago and I still like it. It's called Tegami Bachi, Letter B.
Oh, Letter B. You mentioned this before.
Yeah. So it's like about this kid who, like, he gets picked up by a guy who's like telling him that he's a letter, and he's like delivering the letter. And so the kid is the letter. And then the kid has like a rock in his eye and he doesn't know what the fuck it is. Like, and there's a lot that happens. The power system is kind of interesting. It's kind of rock based. And the main guys are delivery men. Like, they deliver letters. But it's like, it's intense. It's weird. But okay. I like it.
I'll definitely add it to the watch list.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for tuning in. It was there. It happened. You were there. You listened. You partook. You drank the Kool-Aid. Thank you. It gets longer every time.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You drank the Kool-Aid. You emancipated. You participated. And thank you.
You bear witness.
You bore witness. Yes. All right. Peace out.
Bye bye. Wait, do I get out or do you get out?